Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Pastor Farrell Shepherd of the Island Ford Baptist Church in Madisonville, Kentucky. I'd like to welcome you to another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast is for Wednesday, January 16th, and we're glad you're tuned in and listening today over WSOF and WAJJ Radio. Glad to be able to send out the light and truth, send out these broadcasts over the airwaves. Well, let me take this opportunity to invite you to come out and be with us tonight for our midweek prayer service. We'll be having regular Wednesday night prayer meeting service time at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have prayer room, prayer time, a little bit before that. And then in the prayer meeting, we'll have some special singing, some congregational singing, some special time of prayer requests and gathering around the altar for altar prayer. And then a message from the Word of God. I've been studying through the book of Philippians verse by verse. Plan on doing that again tonight, Lord willing. We're in the second chapter of the book of Philippians, and so hope you can come out and be with us. Again, that's at 7 p.m. tonight at the Island Ford Baptist Church, located at 1415 Island Ford Road in Madisonville, Kentucky. Well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer, ask God to help. Lord, we thank you for the program. Thank you, dear God, for the privilege to air it. Now, I pray, dear God, you take these songs we've got, let them be a blessing. The sermon we're putting on today, I pray it'll be a blessing. Thank you for the word we've heard from others, that they've been blessed already in this study in the book of Revelation. Father, I pray that you'd touch my wife's aunt, Barbara. Lord, you'd meet the needs there as she's recovering from surgery. Others that we know of with different difficulties. Pray you'd bless and help them. And Lord, you get the glory. We'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I do hope that was a blessing to you. We're going to get ready now to go to the message for this week. This week, we're going to be looking at verses 4 through 8. We're going to read verses 4 through 8. Really going to just deal with verses 4 through 6 in our messages for this week. We're going to be thinking about the course of the age and looking at that. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. And so now we're going to head to Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 4. Revelation chapter 1 and verse number 4. Read down through verse 8 by the help of the Lord. All right. Revelation chapter number 1 and verse number 4. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. Amen. After stating who it is that's writing and to whom he's writing, John goes on in his message. I want to preach on the greeting that I find in this text. There's 2 points, but look with me, verses 4 through 6 is the greeting. I call this the course of the age, and I borrowed this from another commentator. He says in verse 4, John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is and which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Now, I want you to think about that greeting that he gives. I'm telling you, that thing is chock full of blessings. 2 things I want you to notice. I want you to notice there is a blessing and there is a benediction. Now, we don't use the word benediction much, but the word benediction simply comes from Greek and Latin words. Latin bene means good. Benefits, benevolence. Bene means good. And then diction is words.
Good words. When you're dictating, you're giving words. You're writing down the words. When you got a dictionary, it's a book of words. And so benediction is just good words. What it is, it's giving thanks. It's giving praise. It's pronouncing a blessing. And so what we see here in our text, God pronounces a blessing to John, and John pronounces that blessing to the churches, and then John in return, and I believe the churches in return, respond back to God with blessing His name. Did you know that's the way it's supposed to be? God pours His blessings on me and you so we can turn around and pour out our praise to Him and glory to Him for His blessings. Amen. It'd do us good to start counting our blessings again and noticing how good God's been. Amen. And we'd realize, like the songwriter said, we've got so much to thank Him for. Amen. Amen. So much to praise Him for. We'll never be able to praise Him enough in this life or in eternity. Amen. There's only one period in what I'm... It's one sentence that I'm going to read. This is the blessing. John to the seven churches which are in Asia. Grace be unto you and peace from Him which is and which was and which is to come. And from the seven spirits which are before His throne. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. There's your first period. And that sentence is the statement of blessing. Amen. Now, it seems to me that John had barely picked up his pen to write a letter of encouragement to the saints at these seven churches when God dipped His pen of love in his heart and wrote a message of grace and a message of blessing. Amen. This blessing is twofold. There's the substance of the blessing and the source of the blessing. The substance in verse 4, the first part, grace be unto you and peace. You say, preacher, that don't sound like a lot of a blessing to me. Matter of fact, almost every letter in your King James Bible begins with that phrase. Paul used it, Peter used it, and John used it. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you. He pronounces grace and He pronounces peace. But here's what's amazing. This book of Revelation is a book of judgment. And yet with the impending judgment of God hanging over their head, God offers grace. Amen. Amen. With the storm clouds of judgment rolling in, God in mercy steps forth. And the first word off His pen is grace. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I'm telling you, there's substance there. I'm not talking about some abstract thought. I'm talking about something of meaning and something of substance. God offers grace. In this book of Revelation, wicked men get the judgment of God that they so royally deserve. And yet God begins it by offering grace. In this book of Revelation, the flood tides of the wrath of God, held back since Calvary, now burst their banks. It overflows the banks. I'm talking about the judgment of God. And it pours forth in all its fury in this book. And yet God begins the book of Revelation by offering grace. Amen. It is true that the judgment of God and the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against sin. And the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against the rebellion of mankind, because man is trampling underfoot the law of God that came by Moses. But remember that grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And when you see Jesus, you'll see grace. And if you can find Jesus, you can find grace. Amen. This blessing, the substance, not only offers grace, but it offers peace. Now, this book deals with much that is the very opposite of peace. It deals with bloodshed and war. It rings with the noise of strife and struggle. This book talks about earthquakes and famines, pestilences and plagues, carnage and conflict. It tells about purges and persecutions like this world has never known. There's coming a Holocaust much worse than Hitler's Holocaust. Are you listening to me? This book talks about all these bad things. In this book, blood flows to the horse's bridle. In this book, we hear about anarchy and oppression and terror and despair. In this book, we hear about the collapse of empires. In this book, there's war in heaven and war on the earth. Amen. In this book, it tells about an incarnate beast who is driven and indwelt by the devil himself. This beast wreaks havoc and vengeance on the saints of the Most High. In this book, thunders roll. In this book, lightning flashes. In this book, stars fall from heaven. In this book, demons rise from hell. But at the beginning of this book, God says, you can have grace and you can have peace if you'll come to Christ. Amen. He begins this great book with an offer of peace. God's not an angry God that just wants to kill sinners. God wants to save sinners. Amen. The reason God said thou shalt not is because He loves sinners and He wants to help them. Amen. Everything God told us not to do, everything God told us not to do is for our protection. It's for our protection because He loved us. It's not because He's a hateful God. He's a mean, vicious God. No, sir. I'm telling you, when you see God, you see Him full of grace. Amen. You see Him offering peace to those that will come to God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. This book of Revelation, I want to think about the substance of this. The substance of this blessing. Amen. Grace and peace in this book went out at last. Amen. When the book is finished, at the end of the book, the storm clouds roll away. At the end of the book, the drumbeat of war is finally stilled. At the end of the book, earth is purged with fire. At the end of the book, a new heaven and a new earth is presented. Amen. Where dwelleth righteousness. Amen. And there all that live have grace and peace. And that is the substance of the blessing God offers to us. Amen. Number two, there's the source of the blessings. Verse four, the last part of verse four, and first part of verse five. He now says grace and peace, that's the substance. From Him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before His throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Now John had learned to write like Paul. He had learned to pile on those statements. And I mean, you read that sentence, there's a lot in there. And he's got commas, he's got semicolons, and he keeps adding all this stuff on. He's telling us the source of this blessing. It's not John pronouncing a blessing on the people, but it is God in heaven, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that are pronouncing this blessing, amen, upon the churches that he's writing to. Matter of fact, it's in the order, God the Father and God the Spirit and then God the Son. Because the only way we'd know the Father is through the Son. And the only way we'd receive the Spirit is through the Son. He that hath not the Spirit of Christ is none of His. And he that has the Son has the Father. Amen. And so it all comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. All our blessings, we're blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places by Christ Jesus. It's all bound in Him. Amen. And so the source, first of all, three sources, three in one. We read the blessing from the Father. He's from Him which is and which was and which is to come. Now I read some trying to say that was the Trinity. By the way, every way you try to divide the Godhead, there's Trinity in Trinity in Trinity in Trinity. Over and over, you can see that. But they said God the Father was in the beginning, and then God the Holy Spirit, which is in the earth right now, and God the Son, which is to come. But I don't believe that's what it's talking about, because when Moses saw that burning bush, and Moses asked God in the burning bush, he said, whom shall I say sent me? And God said, tell him, I am that I am. That phrase, Jehovah, I am, or Yahweh, means He which is, always is. I always am, not I sometime will be, or I used to be, but I have been, I will be, and I am, and I always will be. He's God the Father that transcends time. Amen. He lives in the present, He lives in the past, and He lives in the prospective tense of the future. Amen. And He does it all at the same time. That's God the Father. Secondly, there's a blessing from God the Spirit. The grace and truth, the blessing of grace and truth from God the Spirit. Here he says from the, and by the way, notice there's a semicolon. From Him which is, comma, and which was, comma, and which is to come. Semicolon. So that's talking about one man, or one person, God the Father. And from the seven spirits which are before His throne. Semicolon. That's a second person. and it's the seven spirits. Some people get a little bit confused about that, and I'm not sure that I understand all there is about it. The book of Revelation, as far as I know, is the only place it talks about the seven spirits, and it says it about three or four times in this. In chapter 2, it talks about it. Chapter 4, it talks about it. Chapter 5, I think it mentions it again. And there's that phrase about the seven spirits. But every time, the S in the spirit is always capitalized. And that capitalized S means it's talking about deity. Amen. It's talking about the second person of the Godhead. Or we say sometimes the third person. It's talking about the Holy Spirit. And the reason I know it's the Holy Spirit is because God the Father is the first. And then it mentions later Jesus Christ is the second and or the third. So we know this one in the middle has to be the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some commentators say that this expression refers to seven angelic beings that are before the throne of God. I read what they had to say. I wanted to hear and try to divide it, rightly divide it if I could, what they had to say about those things. And what I read, I came convinced, and I was already convinced before I started, but I came away even more convinced that it's not talking about seven angelic beings. Although angels are called ministering spirits in the book of Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 7. They are ministering spirits. God sends them to minister unto those who will be heirs of the grace of God. Amen. But these are not angels. And by the way, Jewish tradition says that there are seven angels around the throne of God. And so they say, well, there it is. That, since Jewish tradition says it, that makes it so. But Jewish tradition is not part of our Bible. They also say, well, there's a book of the Apocrypha, which was inserted between the Testaments and some of the writings of people that are not inspired. And by the way, the Apocrypha was never quoted by our Lord or by any of His disciples. It's never quoted. Although Old Testament scriptures are quoted over and over, the Apocrypha was never quoted. The Apocrypha was never accepted by the received church as the received text. It was only accepted by the Catholic Church, those that want to be mystical, those that want to go a little deeper, and on with that, they accepted the Apocrypha. But they say since the Apocrypha talks about the seven angels, then that's what it's talking about here. Again, I'm not reading out of the Apocrypha. I'm not reading out of Jewish tradition. I'm reading out of the King James Bible. And when it says that seven spirits, and it's a capital S, and it's the second part of the Godhead, I know that's got to be talking about the Holy Spirit. Here's something else. Angels never produce blessings. Angels may proclaim a blessing, but they only proclaim the blessing that God has already pronounced. All blessings come from God. God the Father, God the Son, or God the Holy Spirit. All blessings. Every good gift and every perfect gift, isn't that right? Comes down from the Father. It's talking about God gives us. We don't pray to angels for blessings. We don't look at angels for blessings. Amen. That's a Catholic teaching, by the way. That's idolatry. Amen. And I could preach a while about all these angels people get and put up everywhere. I'm telling you, if you're not careful, you'll become an idolater with some of that stuff. But the truth of the Word of God is that our blessings come from God. The blessing is pronounced by God the Father, and here we see it pronounced by God the Spirit. Amen. And then, not surprisingly, the third party involved in issuing forth this blessing of grace and peace is none other than God the Son. Verse number 5. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Again, a three-part adoration of the Lord Jesus Christ is found here. You see, Jesus offering us grace and peace. There's no hidden message. It's from Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the faithful witness. Jesus Christ is the first begotten of the dead. Jesus Christ is the prince of the kings of the earth. Jesus is the embodiment of grace and peace. Again, I'll say, if you have Jesus, you have grace and you can have peace. Amen. But if you don't have Jesus, you don't know grace and you're a stranger to peace. Amen.
And that's all the time we have for today's broadcast. So we're going to have to break in the message right there. But Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow and continue this message throughout this week. Hope you'll tune in this same time every Monday through Friday for another Sending Forth the Light radio broadcast. Until then, this is Pastor Farrell Shepherd saying good day and God bless you.